Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Watching it, watch that freetalklive.com or video that freetalklive.com. We should say the thing.
And we're back.
All right, we got the thing out of the way.
That was a good one for a lot of waving that was involved.
Yeah.
Prior
Wacky,
to it.
Wailing, flailing, inflatable right. arm guy. Whatever.
It's like a no huddle offense. I don't know. What are we doing here?
Calling an audible.
Yeah, call it audible.
Telephone number 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls momentarily. This is Free Talk Live. We're a nationally syndicated talk radio program where you can bring up anything you want. We've been talking a lot about, well, the borders and immigration and how, well, it's really all government's fault, in my opinion. It's pretty easy to trace back because, you know, if you just look at what would it look like if government didn't exist? Oh, individuals would have to take care of themselves. They'd have to cooperate. They would have to figure out how to peacefully coexist. There's still going to be crime and all that kind of a thing, but I'd rather deal with criminals on an individual basis to my satisfaction than have to deal with a behemoth of an organization, an institutionalized version of criminal behavior, because that's what government is. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain, Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
Before we go on, I want to say thank you to Stephen Cryer. Stephen is a silver level amplifier here at Free Talk Live. What is an amplifier, you might ask? Well, normally it's a thing that people plug a guitar into so they can rock the F out. But just like that. But in the case of Free Talk Live, an amplifier is an acronym, really. It's an AMP, A-M-P-S. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. And you can find out all about this over at amps.freetalklive.com. Stephen Cryer enjoys the show, Free Talk Live. He enjoys the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, and the fact that we come at things from the perspective of freedom, peace, prosperity, things of that nature.
Liberty.
These are generally our perspectives. And he enjoys it so much that he has decided to contribute $5 a month to help us advertise, market, promote, and support. Get on more radio stations, get the word out there, help people realize that freedom is what's important, not the largesse of the empire. So thank you to Stephen Cryer for your contribution. If you want to help us, please visit amps.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with the phone calls. Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, continuing to take advantage of this wonderful article here, generationjustice.org, entitled Judge is What I Do, John is Who I Am. There's a bunch of questions here. The next question at the very top of this blog here in New Mexico about Judge John J. Romero Jr., entitled the first paragraph, The Calling. And to refresh the memory here, to set the stage, once again, sitting in the lunchroom of a retail store, a young man watches President Nixon resign live on TV. The Watergate scandal is unraveling. It's the fall of 1974, and jumping a sentence, the man is John Julio, that's important, Julio Romero, John J. Romero, district court judge, Children's Court, Albuquerque, New Mexico, since 2003.
Okay.
Romero is a husband, he's a father, and a grandfather. Romero's middle name comes from his father, Julio, who was born on the 4th of July. So Julio, his father
I feel like you've read this before.
I was about to say, I feel like I'm getting terrible deja vu.
You know what? If you had a little bit of patience, you have heard it, but I think you have maybe, hopefully you have some listeners out there, and they don't sit in your chair every week, Nikki. So the question, which is
David's phone is traditionally horrible.
The question, which is new, Nikki, is since John J. Romero Jr., your father is held in apparently very high esteem and you in his esteem, your quote where you say here, quote, wow, all my dad said about attorneys being crooked, you know, seems to be true. Who wants to be one of those scummy guys? So John J. Romero Jr., why did you not follow your father's advice? John J. Romero, is your father wrong about his view of scummy lawyers? Who is wrong, John J. Romero Jr., yourself or your father? Because you both can't be right.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for the call, David. Wake up, Steve. Oh. Wake up. It's time to do a show.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Let's move on. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Wow. I'm always impressed. I've been hearing the...
Wait, what are you always impressed about?
Well, I mean, David, he's kind of always interesting from New Mexico.
Really? You think he's interesting? That's interesting.
Well, I mean, I don't understand what he was talking about tonight, but a lot of the comments are kind of interesting.
His story is certainly interesting about what the government did to his children, and they literally, like... ruined his relationship.
It
with
is
his
terrible.
Children. It's completely horrible. That being said, David sometimes doesn't have the most original content or interesting content. He, seemed to be a little boring tonight. But you know, he's hit and miss. So, what's on your mind tonight, Sarah? What do you want to talk about?
Yes, I just want to bring up that I've been listening to radio commercials put on by the petroleum oil companies, and they really want you to invest money in the oil stocks. And they're promising that it's going to go up in value. They're drumming up this false commercial. It's a con job. I mean, they're saying this is a time to invest in oil companies. It's going to go up in stock. Invest now. And we know that California, New Mexico, and all the blue states are going to become like gasoline car free. We're going to go all electric in 5-6 years. So I just knew they just do opposite false advertisements to con people into investing their money, and their stock's going to go down into the dump, and they're going to just what do they do? Insight trading? This is just pretty much insight trading. And they're going to pull out all the money before it tanks.
Insider trading generally occurs when these businesses, like an oil company, for example, give some information to somebody a politician, for example. And those politicians and their buddies go out and throw some money at these companies because they have inside information, quote unquote, and that's where they get the term insider trading from. Somebody leaks a secret that they shouldn't, and then other people get the jump on what's about to happen in the market, and that is an unfair advantage.
Yeah, that's how you get rich in Congress.
That is how you get rich in Congress, because we all know that the salaries that are paid to these bozos, these crooks,
do not add up to the
millions of dollars that they're worth after even their first term. So, I'm sorry, Sarah, go ahead.
But yeah, this, to me, is like an inside trader, because the oil companies that are running this commercial, they know that their stock is going to fall, and they're falsely advertising to the public, paying for the commercials and the radio to invest in the company when they know they got heads up. They're all going to go electric cars in every blue state. They know they're going to tank, and they're doing it on purpose.
I don't think they're going to go all electric. I think that's a pipe dream. There's going to be a mix of different fueled vehicles for quite some time.
Well, it's just impossible for, say, California. California has a very large car culture, a lot of vintage cars, a lot of supercars.
Yep.
It is impossible for them to get rid of all of those internal combustion engines. It's just impossible. There are too many of them. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of internal combustion cars in California.
And if you change the political culture, that whole electric thing will go away, I think.
Or when it comes out that electric cars aren't good for the environment.
Right. They make a law. Well, the law can always be repealed. Yeah, we're bringing back gas engines. You know, like the new Coke.
You know that New Mexico, we were ranked number 4th with the cleanest state. We have after Vermont, and we're ranked number 4 with the least toxins and petroleum chemicals found in the land.
But Sarah, you're a desert. New Mexico is a desert. Of course it's going to be clean. Thank you for the call. I mean, you know, there's some military bases there and that kind of thing. So
Vermont is just a
forest.
There's
plenty of, pollution there for sure. But, yeah, I mean, it's a desert. Things don't really exist there unless they
don't live in the desert.
Official. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
I'm thinking of, is it the Everly Brothers?
The Everly?
Maybe. Yeah.
You I can see
oh, no, it's the Righteous that, Brothers.
Oh, the Righteous Brothers.
Thank you. Yes, that's the other brothers.
But the Hall & Oates version,
we're
though.
Back again.
Oh.
The Hall & Oates version?
No.
You like
doesn't
it better?
The Wall of Sound.
I love Hall & Oates.
Really?
I like both versions.
You be Oates and I'll be Hall. You'll be short and I'll be tall.
Where do you come up with this stuff?
I have no idea. Actually, I think that's a Dr. Demento song. Something I heard on his show. Before I was into music, I was into Dr. Demento. And I mean like regular, like pop rock, heavy metal.
He was always like on Sunday nights.
He was always on Sunday nights.
Syndicated show.
I had a little tiny Emerson boombox that I somehow saved up my allowance to buy.
Nice.
I had a single cassette player with no auto reverse, which sucked.
Right. And it only had one speaker. Was it a
stereo
boombox?
No, I had the stereo
one.
Yeah, I wasn't going mono.
I had a mono. I had a mono.
But I had an upstairs bedroom, and I could get the signal from across Lake Michigan.
Wow.
I was in Wisconsin. And so I had to actually... The antenna broke because it's Emerson. They were cheap.
Right.
And so what I did is I took some copper speaker wire and attached it to the remnants of the thing. And I made a big, I don't know, it must have been 15 feet circle that went kind of around the bedroom window and then came back and all that kind of thing.
Was it AM?
No, it was FM.
FM.
Yeah, but... So anyway, I would listen to the Dr. Demento show, like, you know, very low volume, you know, like next to or underneath my pillow, right? Because if the parental unit found out I was listening to demented stuff, they would be upset. You know, so. Anyway, this show
is
called...
It's a good thing they didn't catch you.
Yeah, this show that you're listening to is called Free Talk Live. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
The telephone number, if you want to join us, is 603-283-6160. And we're going to be unconventional, and we're going to go to an unscreened call. Caller, what's your name, please?
I'm Jack from Ocean Shores.
Hey, Jack. And what is your what do you want to talk about tonight, Jack?
Well, the borders. I called in last night at Beard Free Talk Live, or Beard Talk Live. It was so much fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Did you remember the name of the band that does the intro music that we told you?
I don't.
Because I believe it was you who asked, right? You were like, hey, who does the bumper music?
No, who is it?
It's a band called Rebel Inc. Rebel Inc. Yeah. They actually played at Pork Fest 1 year. I don't remember which year. I wasn't there for it. But and then they actually gave permission for Free Talk Live to use their music. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
You can meow along with it.
Anyway, Jack, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just want to say I had a tooth pulled on Friday. So I called them last night. I wasn't exactly 100% with it. But it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we noticed.
But it was still a lot better than listening to David getting a tooth pulled.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, snap.
But that aside, I try to look for a nation in the past, you know, from the Buddhists to the, you know, Indian, the Sioux Empire, Sioux Nation, indigenous people, Peru, Argentina, Brazil, and I'm yet to find one that successfully had no border. So, and those weren't necessarily governments, you know, they were just people fishing and hunting and had their chiefs.
I mean, the Native Americans in the United States, particularly the Plains Indians, they had no borders. They had the belief that Earth didn't belong to anybody, that they were sort of custodians of the Earth, and they were migrant people. They would just roam around and follow the buffalo, things like that.
Huh. I'll have to look them up. The prairie folk.
Yeah, we're talking about Native Americans, bro.
The Sioux, the Cherokee.
The Sioux, the Cherokee in particular.
Extreme borders and stuff. So I'm just saying, I would love like a utopia like what you guys bring up. Like, I'm not arguing with you, but I just don't see how it can work.
Well,
I have a friend lives in El Paso, my last thing I'll say.
Yeah.
And when you're living down there, no, he goes to the grocery store with his kids. And there are people everywhere. And, you know, God bless all these people looking for freedom from where they came from. But it's not safe.
Well,
it's not safe
nowhere is safe, right? Nowhere is safe.
Yeah, it could be safer, though. I'm just being a devil's advocate here. Not trying to create an argument. But, he's afraid.
Yes.
Kids walk to the school bus, and it's not because of your average crackhead, trailer trash. It's influx of them would be bad too. You know, it's just not natural. That's what I'd say.
Well, so do you have a solution?
There is no solution that I can think of.
I mean, for me, I don't necessarily agree with it being immigrants who are causing most of the riffraff and violence, so to speak.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of people who are United States citizens, born in the United States. You know, we were all immigrants at one point, so whether they're first generation, second generation, fifth generation, whatever. I'm seeing that most of that sort of behavior is caused by poverty and culture.
Yes.
So cultures within these low-income urban areas where it's cool to be a thug, and if you want protection, you better join a gang. If you want to have any sort of money, you have to sell drugs, whatever. That is really what I think is causing a lot of the gangs and the violence. And I think the only way to really solve that, I think the main proponent of that issue is government. Government is constantly holding people down. They're not helping. You know, they've created this welfare state, right? So they're giving all these lower income people welfare, but it is really just making them dependent on the system, and it's doing the exact opposite. Never mind the CIA, you know, being actual drug dealers. I mean, that doesn't help the issue. There's just so many pieces to it, and it all seems to lead back to the United States government, at least in our country.
And I just want to address the word that the caller used, Jack, sorry, and that is utopia. I do not advocate for anything utopian. I advocate for individual responsibility and individual freedom.
Yeah, your own utopia, not a collective utopia.
Utopia. Well, hang on, Jack. Hang on. So, what's utopian is the belief that just the right amount of violence applied by an institutional organization that commonly referred to as government will result in a utopian society. That's what's utopian. Everybody thinks that government is the answer to their problems, and that is a utopian thought. That is a utopian ideal.
So if everything, the alternative is a volunteer system, how long does it take for that to turn into, because I know a lot of individuals, and over time I've lost contact with them, mm-hmm. and they did me wrong, or one or two of them are my friends for life. But in volunteer type of system, how long does it take for that to turn into a government out of greed and power and just being a human being? That's the hard part for me to wrap my head.
It's a great question, and thanks for the call, Jack. We appreciate it. Well, since no one seems to be interested, or at least the government certainly don't want to build a voluntary society, we have to take it upon ourselves to do so. And one of the ways people can do that is by finding something like a freedom migration to, say a state where they're trying to create freedom in our lifetime.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Fiona landed in southwestern Puerto Rico at 3:20 p.m. Eastern Time, according to the National Hurricane Center. The entire island is without electricity. President Biden approved an emergency declaration for the Commonwealth Sunday morning. Some 500 world leaders in London ahead of the state funeral for Queen Elizabeth II. Unprecedented security measures have been taken. Officials are asking people to stay home to avoid disappointment as they begin to wind down the queue of people waiting to see the Queen lying in state at Westminster Hall. There are calls for an international tribunal to happen after the discovery of mass graves in a town that was liberated by Ukrainian forces in the Kharkiv region. President Volodymyr Zelensky says 59 bodies have been exhumed so far. Former White House spokeswoman and Arkansas Republican gubernatorial candidate Sarah Huckabee Sanders is recovering from surgery for thyroid cancer. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
We are Free Talk Live. You, if you're listening to us, you are the resistance. Join the Rebel Alliance, to coin a phrase.
We have plans for the Death Star.
Or to plagiarize a phrase, anyway. Yeah, I mean, quite literally, government is the Death Star, if you are a freedom-loving person, you are the resistance. You are the Rebel Alliance. You must band together with other freedom-loving people to achieve freedom in your lifetime. There's something like that going on somewhere near us. Oh, wait, no, it's in the state of New Hampshire.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're all Skywalkers here.
There's something called the Free State Project, and then there's a even larger liberty movement here. So not just the Free State Project, but a bunch of other folks who are anarchists, they're voluntarists, they're freedom-loving people, and you know, we're trying to achieve that goal, the non-utopian goal of having government leave us alone.
Just leave us alone.
And let us be individuals and live our lives according to our principles of voluntarism.
But who's going to pave the roads?
People.
Hey, I just want to know if I can be Princess Leia.
Can you do the hair buns?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll allow it.
Okay, thank you.
But you got to do it on the show.
I'll do it right now. Well, maybe not with the headphones.
Yeah, okay.
Well, those are kind of
yeah,
you're
these are
there.
My buns.
Halfway there. Nikki showing her buns here on Free Talk Live.
It's just another Sunday night.
The telephone number is 603-283-6160. If you would like to join us in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
Did you forget?
Yeah, I don't know. We're off the rail. Like, I don't know where.
Did you get thrown out by the buns?
Yeah. No, I'm thrown up by that's usually the first thing. And then now it's like, all right. Well.
Have you been flabbergasted by buns before?
Flabbergasted.
So we teased at the beginning of the show the term. So a little background for those of you who are just tuning in. I enjoy creating something called a portmanteau. What is a portmanteau? It's when you take two words and you combine them together into one word so that it's clear to everybody what the meaning is. And I've used this term several times tonight and last night. Technicalities. That's technical difficulties. Two different words put together. Now it's one word. It's technicalties. And everybody kind of gets what it means, right?
Right.
So earlier in the show, I think during hour one, I teased a word, and you repeated it a few times, Steve Classic, cheesure.
Cheesure.
Cheesure. Now that's spelled C-H-E-E-Z-U-R-E. Cheesure. And it's the combination of cheese and seizure.
But not the seizure you're thinking.
But not like an epileptic seizure.
Right.
No, it's like when somebody takes something of yours, they have seized it, right?
Like I like cheese at your leisure instead.
I would prefer cheeser to mean leisurely cheese. I love cheese.
It sounds more, you know, right. Enjoyable.
And I know we last week we welcomed a station in Wisconsin, out in La Crosse, actually. And so I know there's some cheeseheads listening. So this from Reason.com. Border officials took this woman's cheese and fined her $1,000.
What jerks?
Their subtitle headline, their case for the seizure is full of holes. Like Swiss cheese. Last week, American officials at a crossing on the U.S.-Mexico border conducted an unusual seizure. Over 100 pounds of undeclared cheese.
Wow. No tax stamp on it, probably.
First of all, really, for cheese? Like, you know,
yeah.
For cheese? Now, 100 pounds sounds like a lot of cheese, and it is to most people, right?
It's not really that much.
But, like, it's... It could be like, I don't know, four or five big
she
rounds.
She was carrying like wheels of cheese.
I'm
like
assuming in a car.
A wheel of cheese?
A wheel of cheese?
A wagon wheel? Last week, no, we said that already, 100 pounds of undeclared cheese. Customs and Border Protection officers at the Paso del Norte crossing in El Paso, Texas, stopped a U.S. citizen from Albuquerque. As she arrived from Mexico, no, it's not Sarah, the driver declared 10 wheels of cheese.
Wheels.
But an officer conducted a...
Come on, so they declared at least some amount of cheese.
The driver declared 10 wheels of cheese, but an officer conducted an examination of her car and discovered an additional 50 wheels.
Well,
stashed in the back under some blankets.
Well, I thought you were going to say, like, two more right. wheels
well,
or something
she
dumb.
She gets everything she deserves.
But it, I mean, like, I don't...
50 wheels of cheese.
Right, so yeah. do you have to pay? Is there some limit?
Why would she lie?
Why
should having 100 pounds of cheese in your car cause government to do anything?
Well, one, yeah, that's other than the first
like,
issue.
Oh, I mean, unless they're like, hey, can I buy some cheese?
So, if they really wanted to be corrupt, they could be like, listen, I'll let you go, but give me, at least three of those.
We all want a wheel each.
Yeah, right.
There's only three of us here.
That is a wheel. Deep. Well, you guys are tired.
But you think $1,000 is more fair?
I don't know how much the cheese
It could have been stuffed with drugs.
True.
They were probably looking for drugs, right? You'd think.
They open it up and it's literally cheese.
Hey, man, do you want to buy some cheese? Guy in a trench coat at the corner, right?
Did she have any macaroni?
I got cheese, six cheddar slices.
That was in the truck behind her. Right? It was the,
he busted the macaroni guy.
The macaroni. He was allowed in without incident. Unmolested. Sorry, technicalities are happening one more time. Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on here.
Strategery,
yes. Whatever it is, it's cheesy, that's for sure.
Horrible.
Last week's cheese seizure would have made at least some sense. Wait, hang on. I'm skipping. Travelers can import cheese commensurate with personal consumption levels, said CPB.
Okay, but that's
Hang on. Said CPB El Paso Port Director Ray Prevencio in a statement. A few wheels.
Provolone.
Oh, man.
That would be good.
Well, a few wheels would generally be fine, but not 60. It was undeclared, and that amount would be a commercial quantity, and additional reporting requirements would apply.
Yeah, so
according to well,
Dr.
this guy,
Provolone.
Ray Provolone. He's an Italian. He knows with cheese. Last week's cheese seizure, or cheeser, if you will, would have made at least some sense if CPB had been able to point to any pressing health or safety risk posed by the dairy product. But CPB didn't. They didn't indicate that it seized all that undeclared cheese over any specific health or safety concern, much less a regulation or a law. Rather, CPB spokesperson Roger Meyer tells Reason it's because 132 pounds of cheese is well beyond personal consumption levels.
Says who, though? I mean, that's...
Roger Meyer. Oscar's cousin, apparently.
Oh, I would just love to see that at a press conference. 132 pounds of cheese.
Can you imagine these guys, like the police department, they take a picture with all the cheese?
Right, like they do with drugs.
Yeah, and they post it on their Facebook page or whatever. Like, look, we're protecting and serving. Look at all this cheese.
The cheeser.
So they didn't indicate that it violated anything other than saying, you know, that much cheese is well beyond personal consumption. How do you know? How do you know, like, that
thing,
I don't eat 100 pounds of cheese, you know, in a month or something, right? Maybe I have a big family, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm from Wisconsin, damn it. Anyway, that along with the fact that the cheese was hidden under some blankets, when you're supposed to keep cheese covered, and most of the shipment was undeclared, pointed to a commercial importation, says Oscar Meyer. We'll talk more about the cheeser, because this article...
We need to know.
This can't be real.
This article might melt. I don't know if it's spreadable or not. We'll need a specific type of knife.
Sounds like the onion.
To cut through it all. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Cheese. That's cheesy.
It is very cheesy.
Say cheese.
It's Cheese Talk Live.
60 cheese, 28 cheese, 6160. Again, that number 603-283-6160. Like a wheel of cheese. Although we're in the final segment, so if you're not already screamed, I don't know if you're going to get on. We'll play it by ear. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Cheese Classic.
And Nikki.
Nikki Cheese Shine.
Yeah. Oh,
Nikki
okay.
Sun Cheese.
I'll take it.
Sun Cheese. Captain Cheese Ass. We'll get back to talking about this cheese thing in a minute, but you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 15th through the 18th for the 7th annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out in 2022. For 2023, we're going back to where it all started, the weekend before ForkFest. So ForkFest is decentralized and apparently the pre-funk party to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and that means there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. So all those, like, the callers are like, we've never had a thing where there's... Well, okay, there's going to be like a week, you know, or just shy of a week, a time where we all occupy a very, you know, limited amount of space at a campground, but we set it up like a, you know, and like ForkFest is a continuation of that. Mm. It's all voluntary, where you just transact with people however you want. Mm-hmm. You can negotiate. It's great. If you've never checked it out, come out. So for ForkFest is decentralized. No one's in charge. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your campsite, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June 15th through the 18th. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest forum. Links to those can be found at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Come party with us. Forkfest.party.
Wheelsofcheese.party.
Let's shred this article, John. Oh, great. This article's pretty great.
It is.
All right. So they weren't able to, this lady had 130 pounds of cheese divided into wheels, apparently. She got stopped by the Border Patrol, and they said, well, you can't do that, not being able to point to any particular violation of anything. They were just like, no, and they took her cheese, literally. They took it from her.
I wonder if it's still impounded. What happened to it?
Yeah,
I hope they didn't throw it away. Oh, that was like be such a waste.
If they still have it, then perhaps it'll be delicious because it'll be aged.
Oh, I would sue them if I was her.
So they're saying that the fact that it was hidden, is a thing, and blah blah blah.
Or maybe she was just trying to keep it protected, out of the sunshine. Mm.
When asked about the public benefit to the cheese seizure, Mayor says that it demonstrates to the public that consequences will be applied when violators are encountered.
You will not have more wheels of cheese than are allowed.
Enforcement helps establish and build upon the public trust bestowed upon the CPB, Meyer explains, as we continue to perform our primary homeland security mission.
Keeping the cheese out.
Keeping you safe from cheese. Homeland security. Wow. I mean, it's just, it's a load of, well, not cheese, it's a load of crap. A quick scroll through CPB's agriculture tag reveals plenty of quirky seizures with questionable relevance to homeland security. The agency has bragged about forwarding shipments of bologna, sausages, dried beef, 4 dragon fruits, more bologna, mangoes, and a few pounds of tomatoes. Failing to declare food items can result in fines up to $10,000.
Why? Oof.
To protect the homeland.
I mean, what if I'm crossing the border and I have a sandwich that I'm going to eat? Are you going to fine me $10,000 for that?
If you have more sandwiches than Homeland Security deems is for personal consumption. You can't cross a border with that many sandwiches.
You'll never eat 5 sandwiches.
But they've never seen me eat, apparently. So these seizures are routinely marketed as efforts to stop invasive pests or diseases from reaching American soil. That may be a valid concern, but one that isn't always backed by airtight logic on CPB's part. CBP, sorry. Los Angeles Times columnist Frank Shiong wrote about seizures of prepackaged branded Chinese jerky products in March and documented his attempts to get federal officials to explain why they needed to be confiscated. I called Jamie Ruiz, a spokesman for CBP. Ruiz was unable to explain the connection between the seizures and infectious disease. He said the meat products were seized because they skirted import tariffs, did not obtain a USDA certificate, and thus did not undergo a separate food safety inspection process in the U.S.
Honestly, I don't want to eat anything that has a USDA certificate.
Hmm. Right? I called Jamie Ruiz. We already said that. Ruiz then directed Shiong to the Department of Agriculture, where spokesman William Wepsala said that diseases like African swine fever, which doesn't infect people, can persist for weeks in undeclared and unprocessed meats.
From Mexico?
Well,
I thought it was from China. It was like Chinese jerky.
But Shiong wrote, Wepsala couldn't explain the link between jerky produced for human consumption and its potential to affect swine populations. Oh, they don't want the pigs getting sick. And swine I don't mean the oinkers. The oinkers.
Yeah. They're eating the cheese.
That doesn't inspire great confidence in some of the regulations that keep people from bringing delicious foodstuffs back to the United States. Nor does it help underline the need for, more technicalities. I don't know what the heck's going on.
Well, a lot of people will just call raw milk pet food. I think in California you have to call it pet food if you want raw milk.
Oh, and that's how you get around it? I've heard that before, actually.
So pet food jerky.
They conclude that in any case, it's difficult to claim that taking a woman's cheese is preserving homeland security. I don't know how many more examples people need of the ridiculousness of these tyrants, these micro-tyrants, these politicians, these bureaucrats, these nosy people. They have no business being in your business doing any of this stuff. If I as a free individual, making my own decisions and not harming another individual or their property, I should be free to do whatever the F I want.
Absolutely.
But they're not getting their cut.
I want to drive a van down to some tropical area and pick up 132 pounds of cheese and bring it back home, there's no one that should be able to say a damn thing about that.
Right.
Nothing. Nothing. There's no violation. There's no crime. There's no homeland security. There's no...
for personal consumption.
Well, and when you think about it this way, so if someone held you up at the Mexican border and said, hey, I'm stealing all of that stuff in your trunk.
Which is what they did.
Is that not a criminal? But since they have shiny badges and since they're agents of the state,
right.
They can steal your belongings. They can even rob you, extort you of more money. They find this woman $1,000.
They'll take your cheese and make you pay some bread.
Yeah.
Well, and so, like, cheese is also a nickname for money.
Yeah, that's true. You know, that cheddar.
I got that cheddar, man. Oh, you know? Yeah. So... Mm. The cheese, in this case,
sounds
does not
like a
stand
QAnon
alone.
Thing.
The cheese should have stood alone, but it did not, because the bacon were involved. All right, we're talking the pigs of the state here. Right?
Wow.
So, yeah, it was like
I'm getting hungry.
It was like a bacon cheddar sandwich.
But bad.
Yeah, but really
but
bad.
But like out of a dumpster.
But yeah, hopefully the cheese doesn't rot and mold and, you know.
I really want to see the press conference. And they show the table with all the cheese piled up.
They're all
standing there like, we did it.
They're holding their military-style rifles.
Yeah.
Right, the ones they want to take away from everybody else.
The weapons of war they have.
All right, well, I think we've milked this story. We've sliced it up.
I was about to say, there has to be a couple more puns we can come up with.
Any last calls coming in with a cheese joke?
They've
had it.
That's it.
Yeah. I don't have any more cheese buns. I mean, we did the wheel thing. We did the grate thing. We did the melty thing. We did the, we didn't do the
macaroni.
You know,
bread, grilled cheese. Bread.
Cheese can be smoked, too, by the way. It's good. It's very good.
It's very good.
Very good. That's all the time we have. Thank you to Nikki and Steve Classic
Thanks.
For joining me here on this Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Thank you to the listeners and the callers. We're out of time. Peace.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.